Tom Rath is back with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. You may remember Tom Rath. He was the man in the gray flannel suit, that bestseller of 1955, written by Sloan Wilson and made into a successful film with Gregory Peck. It took Sloan Wilson 28 years to do it, but now he is out with a sequel, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2, which picks up the tale of Tom Rath and his family some 10 years later. Wilson has turned out a dozen or more novels since the original Man in the Gray Flannel Suit, and life has been a series of ups and downs. His low came in the mid-70s when he was living in upstate New York.
Well, that period in Ticonderoga was very difficult. I'm not excusing alcoholism. People drink because they're an alcoholic, not because of what happens to them. But it was also a tough period in that my mother died and Betty's father died, and we had other illnesses in the family. People go through dark nights. I mean, that was the darkest night.
During that gloomy period, Wilson remembers an incident in his backyard when he attempted the task of putting a rope on an old stove lid and trying to throw it over a tree limb in order to make a swing.
I tried, and it was much too high, and I couldn't do it. And a lot of sort of people gathered around to sort of make fun of me while I was doing this impossible thing of throwing this stove lid over this limb, which was 30 or 40 feet high. It was really high. And all of a sudden, I reared back, and that lid just skimmed over that and came down. It just gave me a triumph at a time when I needed one.
Wilson, who now lives in Winter Park, Florida, says he was able to get his life together and keep on writing despite the booze.
Nobody who has been a drunk is ever free of the danger of it. I have to watch it all the time. I'm not completely free of alcohol. I don't want to be completely, and in that way I'm unorthodox. Some physicians believe that patterns change as you grow older. I was never a drunk before I was about 45, and I started drinking too much then. I had drunk a lot, but I'd never been a drunk. But when I was 45, it hit me like a sledgehammer.
Sloan Wilson, he has written a sequel to his smash of the 1950s. It's called The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2, published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sloan Wilson has been writing for a long time. His latest book is The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2, a sequel to his 1955 blockbuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Wilson's first published piece came 40 years ago, a poem in The New Yorker.
I gave up writing poetry because I realized that I'm an old-fashioned poet. You can understand what I write. I was out of style. I couldn't understand most of the poets that W.H. Auden and the others that were being much lauded. I couldn't really understand them. I realized I'm a storyteller. That's what I am.
Sloan Wilson's first book was called Voyage to Somewhere, which came out in an edition of 2000 and sold 1,600 copies. He was 35 and working as a public relations man at the University of Rochester when he wrote The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit. While many books followed, Sloan Wilson says he doesn't mind being indelibly linked to that first bestseller of his.
That doesn't bother me. Books are so ephemeral. They come out 1 month and 3 months later, why, some of them are forgotten. In fact, most of them are forgotten. I am grateful that one of my books has been remembered for 30 years.
But Wilson is worried that he may be repeating himself.
I've done 14 semi-autobiographical books, and there is a danger of repetition. Of course, I do these autobiographical books because I felt from the beginning that mine was the only life I really knew well. And the only excuse for doing autobiographical books is that we are like snowflakes, all individual and different, but all alike.
So Wilson is writing something different for him.
I'm starting a big new book on Florida. I owe James Michener a debt because when I read Hawaii, I got the idea that I wanted to do a book on Florida on that scale. And I started doing research for that 3 years ago. I'm now deep in that.
Sloan Wilson, his new book, carries forward the life of Tom Rath and his family, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2, published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Tom Rath may have been the quintessential company man, the hero of Sloan Wilson's 1955 novel, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Rath is back in Wilson's sequel, The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2. Why did Wilson decide to do a companion piece?
Tom Rath, the protagonist of that book, was only 34 when the book ended. And a lot of people asked, you know, what happened to him and what happened to his family. Did the happy ending of Gray Flannel 1, was that a temporary high, or did they really go on and live happily ever after? It was a semi-autobiographical book. A lot of publishers wanted me to do sequels to it, and I wanted to wait until I was old enough to see what actually happened to those people, and that turned out to be a long wait, 28 years.
Sloan Wilson says he was also interested in writing about divorce and remarriage, as well as about the middle class.
I don't understand why people have such scorn for the middle class. If you just judged America by contemporary novels, you'd think that we were a nation of murderers, Russian spies. And that's about it.
Sloan Wilson now makes his home in Florida, where between 1966 and 1973, he and his wife lived on an old yacht. He says now he has outgrown boats.
Boats had some deep meaning to me when I was a young man. I thought I was more of a man on a boat than I was ashore. It was pretty hard to be a man ashore, but on a boat it was pretty easy. A lot of people thought it was harder to be a man on the boat. But when I was a boy, the women ran everything ashore. My family is made up of very strong women, and I like strong women. My wife is a strong woman. But on the boat, the man is sort of in charge of it. I think I was impressed by that at an early age.
Sloan Wilson, author of A Summer Place, Ice Brothers, and now a sequel to his bestseller of the 1950s. It's called The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2, published by Arbor House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.